It's Art Spotlight, and the Howard County Museum has a wonderful showing this month, and there are all sorts of great things to see and hear at the Sieberling House. Dave Broman, the executive director from the Howard County Historical Society, is here. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to come talk with you.
This is a lovely exhibit and three floors, and one of the fun things is to do is to actually vote on your favorite. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody gets a chance to just tour at their will and then figure out which one they like best. And believe you me, it's a tough choice.
Oh, I bet. Things have been going on. I know the house was finished in 1891 and it was started. Tell us a little bit about the Historical Society and what you do.
The Historical Society's primary mission is promoting, preserving, and sharing the history of Howard County, Indiana. And we are very fortunate to have the Sieberling Mansion as a place to do that. Much of the community's history and the house itself go back to the days of the Indiana gas boom. And that's quite a story in its own right, back to the 1880s and 1890s, when things just economically and industrially really just exploded in central Indiana because they discovered this huge field of natural gas.
Dave Broman is here from the Howard County Historical Society. It's kind of nice, I imagine, year-round to be able to share this story. Tell us a little bit about your staff and volunteers.
We have a small staff. We're not a big organization, but we do have a full-time curator who takes care of the collections, and he has an assistant. So, but most of our people, in terms of sheer numbers, are volunteers, people who love the history of the community, love the history in general, and in many cases, people who just love the Sieberling Mansion, which is easy to understand. It's a beautiful place.
It's Art Spotlight, and you can see the mansion and Elliott House at the 1200 block of West Sycamore Street in Kokomo. Right now, through the 30th of December, there are a beautiful holiday display and something you can help with the audience favorite. I know are there carriage rides you can take part of?
We actually came up a little short on carriage rides this year. Normally, we have them on opening night. There are no more opportunities now this year, just for a lot of different reasons. The biggest one being the fact that we have some construction going on. We're putting a new roof on the Sieberling Mansion. Its old roof is 126 years old and was finally beginning to show its age, and we had to preserve the house. And the first rule is you got to have a good roof. So we have scaffolding everywhere and not much room for carriages.
Oh, all right. Well, you can do that on your own, get your own horse and carriage.
There you go. Exactly. I'd like to see somebody ride up on a horse. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Well, it's got to be interesting. Dave, I imagine that you and your staff and volunteers, membership probably makes it possible and helps with that, with roof or whatever, keeping the exhibits going.
Oh, absolutely. Membership is key, as are donations from our many benefactors and our members. It's, that's what keeps it going. Without that, we couldn't do what we do. We couldn't preserve that history, and it's something that's priceless, and we count on our members and donors.
Now, I know Saturday night is a fun event. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this Saturday.
We are going to try a candlelight tour. Now, we have the mansion completely decorated with all kinds of Christmas trees and garland, and it's absolutely stunning. We're getting rave reviews. And Saturday, thanks to the support of Duke Energy, we're going to turn off all the house lights and leave only the tree lights and garland lights and give people a chance to tour the mansion after dark with the lights down. And just the sort of gives me a little chill thinking about it. It's so beautiful anyway, but if you get in that evening atmosphere with the lights down and the trees twinkling, I think it's going to be special.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. That's this Saturday. It's from 6 to 8, and it's a candlelight evening, something very different and very magical. We're looking forward to that. You can find out more, of course, online at howardcountymuseum.org. Tell us what else, what other sort of activities do you do throughout the year?
Wow, that's a big list. Obviously, our efforts focus on our museum and our exhibits and sharing our history. But, you know, one of the things that we do that we enjoy, have fun with every year is our Howard County Hall of Legends. And we're lucky in that, like Lafayette and many towns in Indiana, we have some remarkable people that have come out of Howard County and Kokomo. And it's a chance for us to recognize them and honor them and sort of put them up on a pedestal and celebrate their lives, and also to set them up as an example for future generations. So that's really one of the big things.
I'm curious, how long have you been here in the house? Because I know it was actually a residence for a while, and then I think, did IU have the use the house, actually?
Actually, yes. There are four buildings on the property, and we maintain all four of them. They were all built about the same time in the late 1890s. They were residences up until about World War II in that area. And after World War II, when the GI Bill kicked in, Indiana University was growing by leaps and bounds, as Purdue was at the same time, and they needed a new home. So they bought the mansion and the adjacent buildings, and that was actually the campus for IU for a few years, which seems a little strange, but it worked. And the great thing was it kept the house occupied and cared for a number of years. So they were there until 64, and the Historical Society moved in about 72.
When do you guys think the roof's going to be completed?
Actually, within the next couple of weeks.
Oh, cool.
It's very close right now, and we're all pretty excited about it. It looks great, and it's going to protect the house.
Dave Broman is my guest for Art Spotlight, and the HowardCountyMuseum.org is where you can find out more about the house and the Howard County Historical Society there. For members, it's free, right?
For members, it's free, and for the public, it's $10 for adults and $5 for students 18 and under.
It's going on throughout the month. You guys are open Tuesday through Sunday?
Tuesday through Sunday. We close on Mondays. Gives us a chance to kind of catch our breath, and that would generally be a slow day anyway. So we're open 6 days a week from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Plus, we have a few evening hours this month because of the holidays.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have links at WBAA.org, and hope you'll come back.
Hey, I'd love to. Thank you very much.